Today's segment of So Much Genergy is made possible by Smee. Tonight's an important dinner with that certain lady friend, and you're not sure if she's vegan or vegetarian. Well, shucks. That, my friend, is when you reach for the leader in meat alternatives for 42 years. Smeat. Seaweed minced edible artichoke turnip, guaranteed to have the correct amount of protein, fortified vegetables as required by the FDA Vitamin Council. So when you're cooking for success, always reach for Smeat. It's good.
Booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. So much energy! Energy! Have you ever seen somebody have so much eyeliner? You know what a cat eyeliner yeah. is? I saw a girl yesterday at the bar. She had enough cat liner on for all 9 lives.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. It was like the thickest, blackest liner. I mean...
You know what's funny about that is my oldest son back in like maybe 10th, 11th grade, he mentioned, I remember standing in a kitchen and he's like, well, Dad, I definitely have a type. Oh, I go, okay, what's your type? And he's like, honestly, he's like, I feel like the more eyeliner they have, the better.
Oh.
I'm like, he's like, I seem like he's like a lot of the girls I've seen like I'm attracted to or I talk to, he's like, have eyeliner. He's like, and I feel like the eyeliner's just getting more and more. He's like, whoa. So I don't know.
That's a funny type. Oh, man. All right, everybody. Welcome to this episode of So Much Genergy. It's me, Jenny McKinney. I am your host here with Jeff Jones.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I feel like I say that every week.
You do.
I feel like that's always my intro. I feel like I need something new. Jen was shaking.
Yeah. What's shaking bacon?
That's my intro to most people at work in the morning when I'm there. Oh, hey, Kevin, what's shaking?
What's shaking?
Oh, hey, what's shaking?
Yeah, but they don't answer, do they?
No.
Silly. All right, Jeffy, this episode, so we spun last week, and we landed on, remember that shit?
I do, Jen. I'm not going to lie. I had fun this past week just making a list. Anytime something popped in my head that I thought.
Yes. Like,
all the way up to the point of like, all right, Dad come over, help me cut some limbs out of the trees the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had a bunch of fallen limbs after winter, basically hanging down.
Okay.
And so before Dad come over, I was out there picking up dog poop with the shovel in the yard. And yeah. I even made the note. Do you remember trying to start like mini businesses around your subdivision or your neighborhood? Like,
yeah.
I remember going around Zig and I and offering to like pick up dog poop in people's yards for like 50 cents.
Yeah.
Like, and then we'd also walk their dogs and we'd get paid like 50 cents a block in the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
And like actually walking 2-3 dogs at a time for like 5 blocks and having to drop one dog off and this dog has to go for 2 more blocks. And then, or even like shoveling driveways.
Yeah.
It got me thinking about all the mini businesses we started even in our neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Shoveling driveways, mowing yard, raking leaves.
Yeah. Well, that's when we could put posters on the telephone poles, staple them, you know, big old staple gun.
Put them in people's mailboxes or their front doors, or you just catch people outside when they're going to shovel and you're like, whoa, you want me to shovel that?
Yeah.
I remember a big light bulb overhead moment. What do you call that?
Yeah. Aha moment.
A big aha moment was when we had went and shoveled a gentleman's driveway, Zig and I, and I think we were charging $5 and we were like, hey, $5. And he's like, all right. He's like, so we shoveled it and it looked really good. It was deep snow too. We shoveled the crap out of it.
Yeah.
And he came out and he's like, I'll tell you what. He's like, I'm going to give you guys $20. And we're like, really? We were only looking for $5. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to give you this $20. He's like, but you got to promise me something. We're like, what's up? He's like, that from now on, when you shovel someone's driveway, he's like, if you tell them, pay us what you think it's worth when we're done.
Oh.
Let us shovel it, and then you just pay us what you think it's worth when we're done.
Right.
And he's like, and I guarantee you, you guys are going to make a lot more than $5 a driveway. And so we stuck with that. We did that for mowing lawns, raking leaves.
Yeah.
And honestly, people were giving us a lot more than even as kids we thought we would have got.
Yeah.
generally like 10, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
We were only asking for like five each or $5 total to mow a lawn. You know what I mean? And they were giving us like 20 bucks. And we're like, dang, that guy was so right.
And Zig is German, so he's a big dude. So he probably could just shove a lawnmower.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. He's a working dude.
He is.
All right, Jeffy, you remember this shit? You remember pulling up to a light and racing off, like just peeling out, trying to race somebody at the light? I thought about that yesterday. I took off all fast and they were like, okay.
I was going to say, you ever do that and people don't even realize that they were racing?
Yeah. Or some, you get next to somebody and you look over and then they're like, oh, like you want to go? I'll go.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that in my Ford Escort because it was, there's no chance I was going to beat anybody in my Ford Escort. And it was clear at the light, but that's why it was funny when you rev it up. And you're holding the brake down. Like, you want some of this?
Yeah. And then they just are like, get out of here.
I like doing that to people in like Corvettes or something. There's no chance you're going to beat. But like they even know and they even laugh. Like,
I almost wet my pants when we first moved here. Dr. Christina pulled up next to me in her sports car. I mean, she's got like a $80,000-$90,000 sports car, you know what I mean? And I was in a 4-cylinder Jeep and it was a stick shift and I had her off the get, but that's it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I took her and then she was laughing. She's like, "You had me at first gear." Like, but then she was, you know, into the next zip code by the time I shifted.
Yeah. Jen, let me ask you this. Do you remember the sound of going down a metal slide?
Oh, when your skin melts to it in the hot sun.
That's squeaking. Oh. If it wasn't even you, but just on a playground, you would hear people going down that just screeching when this leg, the bare leg. Yeah, not to mention the heat coming off of that slide.
Oh, man. You know, like when there's like a mirage, like you just stand up at the top and see the mirage coming up off there. Like,
looks like, fumes. It looks like the fumes.
Are you ready for third degree burns? Go ahead.
Even the swings were like that. The swings, the rubber would be hot. But it would, you can manage that. But when the metal would just fold around your leg enough that the bolt or the rivet would get you, it's like,
we always flipped them.
Yeah.
Flipped it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. You remember this? Having your parents paged at Kmart?
I've talked about that.
I know. We'd get slapped sometimes because, like, you just should not be doing that. And that is embarrassing, but only sometimes.
I only paged them when I got so tired of walking around that store looking for them. And I was convinced that they were not in the store.
Yeah.
That's when I would have mom paged.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, I'm done shopping in the toys.
Oh, yeah, no.
Can you ask for Cindy
Jones? Like,
we've
exhausted our legs.
No, that's like, I've already looped this store. I've looked in the clothes. I've even looked through the layaway line.
Yeah.
The fitting room.
Yeah.
I've passed the blue light special cart five times.
Man.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah. Dang.
Oh, yeah. Jen, do you remember having friends that you only had them on the weekends? Like, I had friends that came to, like, and visited their dad's house on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was when I'd get to see them and hang out, or they'd come and visit, like, they'd come to their grandparents' house, maybe for, like, a Saturday. Every two weekends, they'd come with their moms, but, like, I became friends with these kids.
Yeah.
But those kids weren't familiar with all the other regular kids in the sub, because they weren't there often enough. And also, on the other side of that, I had friends that went to private school that couldn't do anything during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Like, after school, they ate dinners, took showers, and went to bed at, like, 5:30.
That was it,
And then, on the weekends, I could hang out with them from, like, 10 a.m. to, like, 2 p.m.
Right. Limited.
I had friends like that. Yeah, but I would see those, occasionally, I would see those friends, like, I went to school with some. Some went to private school, and some went to our school. But at the same time, it was like, hey, can you hang out today? They're like, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Really private school.
Yeah.
Private school. Jeffy, do you remember JCPenney portraits? Like, going into the whole family, like, going to JCPenney. But do you remember this? Do you remember going to that shady apartment? And it was set up, like, it had, like, backdrops in the apartment. I'm pretty sure they were in Lake Orion. And that's where we got, like, our fancy photos. Oh, man.
I don't remember the sketchy apartment.
It was very sketchy, but the pictures turned out really good. I mean, it was like, I guess it was legit, but it was just weird. We're just going into somebody's apartment and, like, could have been datelined, You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially in that era. You know, it wasn't well lit and probably
Yeah. That was about, I mean, the chances of us getting killed were about as tight as mom's perm back then.
Yep. That perm was tight. About as tight as Mrs. Remember when she had a perm?
Remember mine in second grade, too? Oh
yeah,
my
with
God.
Glasses?
Yeah, I showed that picture to Peanut, and she's like, who's that boy? Ah, oh, that boy birthed you, so... Oh. Yeah. Oh, burp.
Jen, this week I kicked a project I have going into high gear, and so I started making a bunch of notes and notebooks, and I found some manila folders, and I thought, you know what I need? A trapper keeper.
Oh...
Remember Trapper Keepers?
Yes, those were so
amazing. So I started
looking
up Trapper Keepers. You could find some vintage-ass Trapper Keepers online for sale.
Yeah.
I'm looking for one. I'm going to find one I like, too. I'm hoping for, like, A-Team or Thundercats. But I'm going to find, like, an actual Trapper Keeper to utilize as my office.
Yeah. I always loved, like, all the Lisa Frank stuff. Like, right? Lisa Frank? Right?
That
was the bright
stuff.
Like, all the bright colors.
Oh,
she came out with all the bright colors and...
Yeah.
Yeah, come to find out, her husband stole her company. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Mm. Just like wrote himself into it.
Yeah, he became like he wanted to work with her because they didn't have a lot of time together, and then he ended up like basically pushing her out and had an affair, and then took her name, and then ran the company as her. Yeah.
Yeah, you think you know someone?
I mean, get it together. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Trapper Keeper real quick, you know what I remember too is digging is at the beginning of each school year, I love that we got to pick like a Trapper Keeper because I could get like a Thundercat Trapper Keeper and then I could get a lunchbox, but I got to pick like G.I. Joe.
Right.
And I knew these bags and Trapper Keeper and lunchbox had to last me the school year.
Yeah.
But like, I love the fact that we could pick out like a backpack we liked, a lunchbox that we liked. I always got a character that I liked on it, either Hong Kong Phooey or the Smurfs, G.I. Joe, and then the Trapper Keeper, which I had to see every day in school, was always like, that was like the top of the line. That would be a He-Man or Thundercats or GoBots, something that I'd really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That always, I don't know.
I always was excited to get the, Trapper Keeper and then a pencil bag. I remember getting like fun little pencil bags.
Or pencil boxes.
Oh, pencil
the boxes were fun.
Dang.
That kind of goes with my next thing I had, which was collecting stickers. That's what I always put all over my pencil box.
Yes.
Stickers. Remember collecting them, though, like in albums? We had albums.
And we'd trade them on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Trade stickers. And
Yeah,
there was a kid I always tried to trade with Chris, but Chris always took the sticker off and stuck it into his album. And you're like, you can't even... We can't
trade that, man.
No, you got to leave it. You cut around the sticker. You cut around it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? And you slide it in so you can slide it out and trade it.
And then you put the paper over it.
Right. Not to mention, you got two of the same Smurf stickers stuck in that album next to each other of this exact same sticker. What are you doing?
What the hell, man?
You could have traded one of those.
Yeah. Jeffy, you remember running? That's it. Just period.
Just running?
Just running. And just running everywhere. Everywhere.
The guy I work with, he was at the gym. He said he made a comment about being at the gym the other day and getting in the sauna. And he was on the treadmill for like 3 hours. It got me thinking, like, and he said something like, oh, do you go running? I go, if I'm running, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
I go, but I feel that I walk fast enough just in my daily travels that I feel that it's equivalent to running. It's not running, but as I walk just generally fast enough.
Yeah. It's enough steps to qualify.
It's enough steps to qualify as a run. But I feel like if I had to run, when I do run, I'm generally, because I run across our basement. When I leave my office down here and I just go upstairs, the basement across the band room area is always open. And I always do the stupidest runs when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Remember how I used to run when I had long hair? I could get it swaying like, left to right. Like when you're running, I do that across the basement all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
There's a guy at the gym that runs like this on the treadmill. Like he's like throwing himself like
forward.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't look good for his neck.
No.
You know? No. All right, go ahead. You got another one?
Yep. Jen, do you remember actually flipping open the TV guide to see what was on TV that night?
Remember Dad would be like, hey, can you look up what time this is on?
Yeah. And remember, the actual part of the TV guide started at like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like if you were looking for something earlier than that, it was like in the weird section of the TV guide. But once you got to prime time, it was blocked out. Easy to follow.
Yep.
And then eventually, remember getting the guide channel, which was channel you could just click on. I think ours was 33. You just click on it and you were hoping that it was like at the beginning of the guide,
right, or you had to wait for it to come all the way back around.
Yep. I remember like, okay, shoot, like this is gonna be a minute. I got time to run upstairs, get a drink.
Yeah, I can make some popcorn and come back. Yeah.
Yep. And on that same thing, opening the newspaper to see what what theater was playing what movie you wanted to go see. If there was a movie out you wanted to see, you had to find what theater was playing it.
Yeah.
And what were the times?
Right.
And those always came out on Wednesdays, right before the weekend.
Yep. Speaking of movies, Jeffy, you remember Vern? You know what I mean, Vern?
You know what? It's funny you say that, because you know what movie I love was Ernest Goes to Camp, okay?
Yeah.
That is a movie that reminds me, I never went to summer camp as a kid, but as a child, I was so envious of kids that did, because all I had to base it on was like that. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah.
Or Meatballs. Oh. Movies like that. But I cannot find anywhere Ernest Goes to Camp. I feel like somebody scrubbed that movie from existence. You can find Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Scared Stupid, or the Halloween one. You can find all sorts of the Ernest movies, but I cannot, for the life of me, even find Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah.
Cootie Catchers?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Cootie Catchers?
Yeah.
Or do you remember Pluto? The Ninth Planet? Remember when we were kids, there were 9 planets? Remember Pluto was one of them?
Yeah. Yep. Do you remember Heads Up, 7 Up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids
put
sit
your
in
heads
a circle.
Down.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what game, along with Heads Up, 7 Up, it was kind of like a Duck, Duck, Goose game also. That's what Heads Up, 7 Up reminds me of.
Yeah.
Do you remember waiting in the hallway, like up against the wall before an assembly or anything like that, and you would play telephone?
Yeah.
Where you'd just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, one kid would look over at you, and he'd be like, the Peter Pica picked pepper. And you're like, what does that mean? So you tell the next kid, and then it gets to the end of the line, and it was so far off.
It was like not even, not even true.
Not nothing. I loved telephone games.
Yeah, that's funny. Remember getting slimed on Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like you can't do that on television?
Yeah, I don't know why, but somehow I looked up something about you can't do that on television.
Yeah.
You know what it started? I looked up Speed Reader. Remember Speed Reader?
That was my favorite.
Was that Captain Kangaroo?
It's Great Space Coaster.
Great Space Coaster. I started looking up Speed Reader episodes. Yeah. I don't know why. And then I started watching a 45-minute documentary on You Can't Do That on Television and the slime. Just on the slime. And how they start, what they started out using, and then eventually what they got to. Like, it started out, it was real thick and heavy and was, like, hurting the kids.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, hitting them with, like thick cottage cheese.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, my neck hurts from the slime?
Yeah, it was falling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So, of course, kids were like, God. It was heavy. And then they thinned it out too much, and it was, like, watery and a mess. And it was messing up stuff on stage and stuff.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I got sucked in a loop about just the slime for that show.
That's funny.
Jen, you remember calling time service or information?
Yeah. At the tone, the time will be doo, 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 doo.
Yep. Or do you remember having to use calling collect to catch a ride?
Oh, yeah.
I remember calling at the roller rink and it'd be like, call collect. And when they'd be like, state your name. And you're like, I'm done. Pick me up.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, call the house. And all of a sudden, mom would answer and be like, you have a collect call from. I'm done. Pick me up. Do you accept the charges? She'd be like, nope. Boop, hang up. But if she couldn't come and get me, they'd accept the charges and be like, hey, we're not going to make it.
You're
going to have to kill an hour and a half or 4 hours.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But using the call collect is like to get messages.
That's how we had to bypass the system.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of 7-year-olds giving a message in 2 seconds.
Or there was, remember the number you could dial on a payphone to just make it ring back at the payphone? Just so you could walk away and the payphone would just be ringing.
Like instead of star 69, it was some other number.
I think it was 951. It was like across, it was an octagon from 951. And then you punch in the phone number. It was goofy.
That is goofy. Remember Speak and Spell?
Oh, yeah.
Those were so cool.
I like Speak and Spell.
Yeah.
The kids listen to a song. Some artists they listen to, there's a song where they use that in the beginning.
Oh, that's funny.
I've heard the kids listen to it, but the other day they get in the car and we were talking about that artist. And I go, what's a song they do? And he's like, this song. And they put it on. I go, oh, it's the one with Speak and Spell. And Griff's like, what? And I go, this was a device where you could punch words into it and it would say it.
Yeah.
And I go, it was from like the 70s and 80s. I go, it was pretty cool. And Griff's like, he goes, I've heard Speak and Spell before, but I didn't realize that's what it was. He's like, I didn't realize it made noise. I go, yeah, it spoke.
Yeah. I go, put in words. Yeah, we used to put in inappropriate words and it would say it. Yeah.
It would say it. It had no standards.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Jen, you remember Highlights magazines or the magazines that you only read at like the dentist or the doctor's offices? But when you were there, like when I was reading Highlights magazine, I was committed to that Highlights magazine.
Oh,
I'd take it in the room with me.
Yeah.
Hang out with it. And then if one of you or Miss got done first, I'd come back out, finish it.
Keep looking at
it. But like that was one of those things that like never in my life would I take a second look at a Highlights unless I'm at a doctor's office.
Yeah. It was just a good time passer, but it had like comics, stories, word puzzles, jokes. I mean, it was the whole package. Yeah. You remember Record Needle Lint?
Building up, and then you'd have to pick it off and hope you didn't bend the needle.
I know. And then it like,
then you got to get a new needle.
Yeah.
No
good. All right, Jeffy, I got one more after this. What else you got?
All right, I got one, and then I got a last one.
Okay.
This one here, I'm going to say, you remember using Sun In to highlight your hair before because you couldn't really highlight it?
But it was just like, it's basically put the spritz in your hair, go lay in the sun, and then you're at risk because you don't know what the results are going to be.
Yeah.
It was just lemon juice.
I don't know. I feel like it was like a peroxide water mixture or something.
I feel like it was bleach and lemon juice.
It didn't really turn your hair all that much. Sometimes it went orange. I will say that.
Yeah.
There's a couple times Zig and I used the Sun In and it just went orange.
Yeah.
That was no good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of orange, Fiestada.
Oh, you know what's funny? I've mentioned Fiestada to people. A lot of people don't know what Fiestada was.
Josh and I had a conversation about it today. They didn't have Fiestada.
A lot of people didn't. Yeah, a lot of people didn't. I think that's something we just assumed all grade school kids had.
Yeah.
It was a Mexican pizza that looked like a pile of puke.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did too. It looked just like a pile of fake.
It was basically hamburger and cheese, like ground beef and cheese with taco seasoning, I think.
Kids loved it.
It was
loved Fiestada.
Magic.
I did not like Fiestada, but that's one of those things a lot of kids at school loved Fiestada.
Oh my God, Fiestada. Yeah, yeah.
They
loved it. All right, Jeffy, what you got for your last one?
This just came across. I got two that came across the same thing the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know how this came across my YouTube feed, but there are still people that use spirographs. You remember spirograph?
Yeah.
Where you put the pen inside of the geared triangle and the way it goes around the circle you choose. There's people that make YouTube videos just of them doing spirographs, and remember, the longer you went, the crazier and thicker the spirograph got.
Yeah.
And there's people that have like 10-minute long videos of them doing spirographs.
Just spirograph.
Just
people
spirograph.
People like to watch weird stuff.
Yeah. And then this is just an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Do you remember the magic eye pictures? Remember going to the mall and they'd have the 3D magic eye pictures that you sit there stare at long enough that like then the sailboat would kind of pop out and reveal itself? But as soon as you blinked or looked away, you couldn't find it again. And sometimes you could find them in like 10 seconds, and sometimes it was like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I remember standing in front of Babbage's at the mall.
Babbage's!
Just looking and staring forever. And then finally, like not seeing it, another trip there, looking and not. And then all of a sudden, boom, like, oh my God, it's a T-Rex. I see it.
Yeah.
And then never seeing it again, even though I tried. Those were weird. I'd like to eBay one of those somehow.
Oh, there's a book of those.
Oh,
there's
perfect.
A whole book.
That would be badass. That would be fun to try to find, just to have, to try to do them now.
Oh, yeah. Magic I only eye. Know because when we visited family one time, they had it on their coffee table, and it was like a whole book of just those kind
of
pictures.
I'm going to look that. I'm writing that down.
Look it up. Yeah. Jeffy, I wanted to mention this to you just as a last little tidbit. I thought you would think this is hilarious. So I don't normally watch like Facebook shorts, the little short video or the reels on there.
Yeah.
But I clicked this girl's reel, and because it said, I'm the real Sierra Mist, okay? And so I was like, okay. So she starts talking about how her name is Sierra Mist. C-I-E-R-R-A Mist. That's her name. And she got a cease and desist letter from Pepsi saying, stop using your name on your content. Like, we own that. So she checked into their copyright, found out it expired, purchased the copyright, and now she owns it, and they had to change the name. They just changed it to, like...
Is it Starry?
Yes.
Is that why they had to change the name of Starry?
Because she's, like, how sassy for these people to get all shitty with me, and then...
Good
to find out that she's like, I'm just a little person trying to, you know, and she's like, so I went and looked up when did
her
name
spelled with a C, not an S?
I think so. It was on the video. That's all I could see it. But maybe it is with an S because she owned it now. Yeah, so that's now she owns it and they had to go change it. And then she's like, so that's why they're rebranding. And I was like, oh my God.
Way to go.
How crazy for them to get all sassy and like come at her legally, and then they didn't even have the rights to the copyright.
Ass bags.
Right? Oh,
that's
man.
What they get.
I know. I'm excited for the little people right now.
Right? Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. Jeffy, want to end on this real quick? So we're gonna spin the wheel here, but I wanted to share this with you. I found this online. It says, it's weird to think that people who are 5 foot are only 5 foot long subs tall. 5 foot long subs tall.
Yeah.
That's me. That's all I am.
That's you.
I'm only five.
You're only 5 foot long subs tall.
Yeah.
Somehow you seem like you could be maybe 6.
In spirit.
I mean, on paper.
Yeah, maybe. If my laugh was measured, it'd be 22.
I know.
Yeah.
We should start measuring things like that. Like,
oh man, Jeffy, I saw this pole. It was like 18 foot long.
That's what I mean. Like, what if we just started saying that? Like, I feel like that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Just say that and people be like, did you just say it was foot longs?
Yeah.
Like a sub.
It's like 5.5
like
foot long subs.
Foot long subs.
Like, what do you get? The 6-inch ones? All right. Then it's 17.
Oh, man. All right, Jeffy, let's spin the wheel of topics.
All right, let me get it over here.
Okay.
All right. And.
Okay. Oh, the dogs are going to start barking.
It is how to tarot.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's right between special guest. How to tarot.
Okay.
And special guest.
Perfect. All right, well, we'll see what comes up for this week and...
One or both of those options.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, Jeffy. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right, we'll talk at you.
Okay, see ya.
How many times have you been excited to wake up for coffee and a buttered biscuit just to find out that the butter is oily and it just smears? Not anymore with Chunky Butter Biscuit Spread, the only butter with actual chunks of real butter. Our butter technicians have been working diligently to scientifically engineer our butter to stay chunky, no matter what situation you're in. Our chunky butter uses not only the milk from cows, but goats, cats, and a few others that we can't legally mention. So next time you wake up and feel like buttering that biscuit, reach for Chunky Butter. It's in the pantry next to the Smeet.